like to take selfies to send to my camp friends. I tried to take one on the water fountain, and I fell in.
Oh, no. Well, you know what they say. Pride comes before a fall. Guess what? I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm super glad you're here. Come on in. We'll get started. When it comes to putting other people first, Jesus was the best role model. Philippians 2:4 says, "Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." The Apostle Paul goes on to say, "Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus," which means you should put others first too. So if you run to the front of the line, pick the best seat on the couch, or grab the first slice of pizza, why not let others choose first instead? When you do, you'll be acting just like Jesus. Our story today is called Selfie Problem. "Bailey, you're crazy," Taylor said as the sisters wandered through the amusement park. "You take a selfie every two steps." "I send them to my camp friends." Bailey stopped and posed in front of the carousel. "They need 50 pictures of you?" Taylor snapped. "I thought you said the camp thing this year was point others to Jesus, not point others to yourself." "I'm just taking a few pictures. There's no verse in the Bible about taking too many selfies." The two girls walked to the place where their parents were waiting, with Bailey stopping to pose four more times. "Did you go on the water ride?" Mom asked. "No time," Taylor replied. Bailey kept stopping to take selfies. "Bailey, we talked about this," Dad said. "Taking a few selfies is fine, but when it becomes obsessive, it crosses over to pride. And pride keeps us from showing others Jesus' love, love that caused him to humbly sacrifice his life so we could be saved." Bailey wasn't really listening to her dad. "Just one more selfie," she said as she jumped up on the fountain wall. "After this, I'll quit for today, I promise." Her family watched as she stretched her leg out behind her and acted as if she was planning on jumping in. But she lost her balance, and Bailey and her phone went flying into the shallow water. Her family laughed as she stood up and climbed out, dripping from head to toe. "Reminds me of Proverbs 16:18," Dad said. "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." "Oh," Bailey said quietly. "I guess there is a verse about taking too many selfies." She shook the water off her phone. "I admit it. I've been focusing too much on myself and not enough on Jesus or others." She handed her phone to her dad. "Here, keep this for me." "Okay," Dad said. "But first, let's take a picture to remind you of how Jesus sees you as a member of his family who shows his love to others." Dad held up the phone, and they all squeezed in around him and said, "Cheese!" So how about you? Do you constantly take selfies to send to your friends? Taking selfies every now and then is fine, but if they're causing all your attention to zoom in on you, it's time to put down the phone. Ask the Holy Spirit to convict you, let you know when you have the wrong attitude, and trust him to change your focus to those around you and how you can show them Jesus' love. Our key verse is Philippians 2, verses 4 and 5.
"Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus."
And here's our key thought for today: put others first. If you have older brothers or sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every day with the new Unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids. Each day's reading focuses on a topic affecting teens, like social media and self-worth. Find out more today about the Unlocked devotional at unlocked.org. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.